Want to experience Christ United like never before? Download our app today. You can watch live and previous messages, take sermon notes, get calendar updates, find giving options, and more. Just go to your app store and search Christ United.
Thanks for joining us today. For more information on our church, check out christislove.org. Or you can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by following at ChristUnitedMB. Thanks again for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's message.
What a glorious day. The Christ has come. Our Savior is here with us. Yet we are warned. Someone has written, if you call yourselves devout, if you live at holy sites and serve at consecrated places, at churches and other sacred places, be careful how you treat the holy things of God. As we acknowledge his birth, we also hear the joy of one who waited for his coming long, long ago. Simeon waited his whole life for the Messiah to come. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. Simeon took the little baby in his arms and praised God, saying,
Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.
The child's father and mother marveled at what was said. Merry Christmas, Christ United! Woo! My name is Beth, and I'm the traditional worship leader, and we are gathered as the body of Christ today from all services. Amen. Isn't that great? Amen. All right. I want to share with you the word from the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah foretold, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful. Say it, church. Wonderful. And he will be called Counselor.
Counselor.
Mighty God.
Mighty God.
Everlasting Father.
Father.
And the Prince of Peace.
Prince of Peace.
Let's give God some praise. Yeah. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. Say it with me, church. No end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. Say it with me, church, forever.
Forever.
Let's give God some praise. He came upon this earth, the King of the universe, to give his son so that we might be saved. Would you stand with me this morning as we seek to praise him in song, singing, Oh, Come, All Ye Faithful.
Come, 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 come
What more beautiful day to be gathered as the body of Christ to celebrate the birth of the newborn King. And Lord, right now, we just want to come before you. We want to just come to you, God, with worship and adoration. God, we want to pray for those, God, that in this season of joy can feel loneliness. God, we want to pray for the lost who've been given a Savior but know Him not. God, we pray for our military keeping us safe in faraway places. God, we pray for those who protect and serve to keep us safe here in our own country. God, we pray for those who govern our country. And Lord, we just pray for every soul gathered here in this holy place or through technology. God, that you might fill us up to overflowing. God, that your Holy Spirit will fall down in this place, fall upon our hearts, and lift us up to the throne of grace and mercy. God, this morning we seek to glorify you, to magnify you, to exalt your name. And God, right now we pray for our pastor. God, we love him. We thank you for sending this shepherd to keep this flock. And God, right now in these moments, we lift him up to you, to the throne of grace and mercy. God, may his words be your words. And we pray for him as he brings the sermon. God, we pray that today will be filled with your love and peace and joy. And God, we pray this in the strong and mighty name of Jesus, as all of God's people say. Amen and amen.
If God's been really good to you, can you give him what he deserves right now for his goodness? And you may be seated, and from this point forward, we're preparing for something. And what we're preparing for is this, an opportunity for you to literally give to Jesus something that he wants from you today. And if you're online, we're so glad that you're here watching us from wherever you are around this area, around the world. And we want you to know that you have that opportunity today as well to take that step. And so in preparing for it, when one of the writers of the Bible, Paul, was writing to some people in a place called Corinth, and he was preparing them to give their gift that was going to ultimately be to God, he said this. He said, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And here's what his point was. His point was, I want you to think about his gift to you first. That gift is absolutely indescribable. It's absolutely perfect. The gift that he gave was perfect. How many people here have already received a really great gift from somebody you love this morning. Anybody already gotten that? Is that awesome? Or last night? And some of them have been like perfect, right? The perfect gift. The perfect gift says, you understand my heart. You know what I wanted. You cared about me. You knew my heart. That really feels good when you get that kind of gift. It's not the gift when your husband gives you the vacuum cleaner, right? It's not the gift when your parents give you socks and underwear, those things that you might need, but you're going like, I really don't want it, you know, and for all you got socks and underwear and vacuum cleaners, I'm glad you got them, you need them, but here's the thing, is that there's this piece of you that says, I want somebody to know what really moves my heart, like in A Christmas Story, when Ralphie gets from his dad that Red Ryder carbine action 200 shot range model air rifle with the compass in the stock, right? And why did his dad give him that gift? It's because his dad had been 9 years old before. His dad knew what it was like to be a 9-year-old boy, and he knew, man, I know how much that gift will mean to him because I know how much it meant to me when I was 9 years old. Now get this, God, in order that he can have that same level of understanding for us, even though he is a transcendent, awesome God beyond our comprehension, he said, I want to understand your heart. I want to understand what it is to be 9 years old or 7 years old or 5 years old. I want to know what it is to understand being a baby brought into this cold world and spanked on the bottom and take your first breath. He said, I want to understand you completely. And that's exactly what God did through his son. As he says, I came into this world to truly understand your heart, to know exactly how your heart beats and exactly what you feel. And so we're told in the book of Hebrews that he even sympathizes with our weaknesses, that he's been tempted in every way just as we are, yet was without sin. And so we can approach his throne of grace with confidence to receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. So he's saying, look, I want you to know that I understand your heart completely. So he knows what it is to feel grief and need comfort. He knows what it is to feel disappointment and discouragement and need some hope. He knows what it is to feel lonely and need love. He knows what it is to feel anxious and need peace. He knows what it is to feel rejected and really need to feel like you're valued. He knows what it is to feel tempted and really need grace and mercy. And so he's saying, I understand your heart. And what I've come to do is offer you the gift that's going to meet the deepest needs of who you are, not just for a day or a week or a month or a year, but for all of eternity. I'm giving you the ultimate perfect gift. And that gift is not just a gift of his understanding, but when he gave his son, and you can put it, you got a card. How many people have a card with you in front of you right now that's the gift? I want you to just write in right now, his gift to me, his son. When he gave his son for you, get this picture. It wasn't just that he came to understand you, but he gave his son as a sacrifice for you to pay the price so that you could be forgiven and you could have eternity as your inheritance. Now most people don't fully get that, even though you've heard John 3:16 that says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Everybody knows how that passage goes. But I think most of us really don't get hold of the profound truth that is found in the gift of Jesus' son. I didn't know about it until I was a fairly older guy. And it was after I had a son of my own. And we had gone to a neighborhood to help some people that we were just washing their cars and doing that for free and loving the people in the neighborhood. And ultimately, over a long period of time, we would go and give gifts to the children there and do other things. And so as I was there in this neighborhood, and I'm working, washing somebody's car, and my son's gone off to play at the playground, I walked around the corner just to check on him at one point, and when I went to check on him, there were some monkey bars in the playground, and he was in the center of the monkey bars, climbed up in a ball underneath the monkey bars, and all around him was a gang of boys that were punching him and kicking him, and he just had his hands over his head, and they were just attacking him from every side. Now, a daddy, when you see that, and that's my boy, I love that boy with all my heart. He is and was precious to me. Nothing else on this planet that I love more than him. And he was such a precious kid, such a loving kid, and such a good, you know what I'm saying? He just had a good heart. And to see this happening, I went out, and I'm embarrassed to say, but here I was in my 30s or whatever age I was at the time, I was ready to take on some 12-year-olds, right? I was ready to say, don't you mess with my son. I'll take you out of this world if you hurt my son. But imagine if, just try to comprehend, if I had grabbed one of those young men who was beating on my son and just pulled him aside and just said, come over here. I want to sit with you. And sat with him on one of those benches around that playground, put my arm around him and just said, I want to know your heart. I want to know you. In fact, I want you to know that I've already been watching you and I've been loving you and caring about you. I've learned all kinds of things about you. I know how you grew up and I know the stuff you've been through. And I want you to know I've loved you since the moment I saw you for the first time. I've loved you. And here's what I want to do, son. I want to adopt you. I want to make you my son. And while they're beating my son, my begotten son of my flesh, while they're beating him under the monkey bars, imagine me having my arm around this boy and saying to him, I want to adopt you and I want you to inherit everything that my son under the monkey bars would have inherited. I want you to have everything that was his. And imagine that my son is crying out from under the monkey bar saying, Dad, please stop them. And I'm saying, I can't stop them because he's paying the price for you. That is what it means that he gave his son. And so if you've ever wondered why Jesus, why this thing about giving his son, some people say, even theologians say, well, it was the only way it could be done. I don't believe that at all. God is God. He could do whatever he wanted to do, but he chose the perfect way of showing the enormity of his love to say, I loved you that much to give my son so that I could adopt you and give you his inheritance. Well, that profound reality just shakes me. And so we're told in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. What a powerful demonstration of his love. So his gift to me is his son. And my question is this, is now what can I give back in response to that? How many people have ever received a gift? I do want you to raise your hand when you get to this. How many people have ever received a gift from somebody and when you got it, you went, oh, I wish so bad I could go back and get a different gift for them than what I've actually got. You ever done that? Raise your hand. You know what I'm talking about? It's like all of a sudden you go, oh my goodness, I'm embarrassed about what I have to give them, right? I'm embarrassed about what I don't have to give to them. I wish I could do it. Well, right now, there might be some of that kind of falling over everybody here just to say, what in the world? Knowing that he gave his son for me, what could I give back to him? And maybe I'm a little embarrassed about what I've given back to this point, given the enormity of his gift to me. And so what the Bible says is, in view of this amazing mercy, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. This is what you can do to show him your love. So tune into this. He's saying, you know what's an appropriate response to the gift of his son's life? Offering you his son's inheritance, offering to adopt you as his daughter or as his son. You know what the appropriate response in a gift is? It's for you to give your life back to him. And so on that card, there's a place that says God's gift to me, his son. And listen, my gift to God would be what? My life. Just write it in. It would be my life. And as you write that in, it doesn't mean you're giving it, but that's exactly what would be an appropriate gift, would be to give your life back to him. And listen, this is so important. And for some of you here, this is a reality for you. You've never offered your body as a living sacrifice to him. You've never said to him, take my life, do with it whatever you please. You raise me up, you bring me down, you do whatever you want to do in and through my life. This life is now yours. I'm a living sacrifice for you. And some people here have never made that offer of your life to him. And some of you online have never made that offer of your life to him. You've had this amazing gift from him, and what you've given back has been pretty sad in light of what he's given to you. And so today, I just want you to know this, that the reason your life has never come together and made sense to you, the reason you've never begun to wake up in the morning with a passion for life that makes it so you can't wait to get going, and you get to the end of the day and your head hits the pillow and you go, this is the life I was created for, is because you've never offered it back to him. When you offer your life to Him as a living sacrifice, then every moment of living begins to take on the meaning and the purpose for which you were created. And so today is your day. Online, in this place, today may be the day for you to say, I'm going to offer my life back to Him. In fact, there's a place on that card to say what God wants me to give to Him today. And right below that, you may end up writing, my life. I've never given it to you, but today I'm giving you my life. But you might not be writing my life because it might be just a part of your life that you've never surrendered to Him, a part of your life that you've never laid on the altar. It might be a relationship or an addiction, or it might be your money, or it might be your pride, or it might be your prejudice, or it might be your bitterness towards somebody. It might be all kinds of possibilities, but it might be your business or your career, or whatever it is that you've never offered back to Him. He may be saying to you today, this is what I want you to offer me today. And we're going to give you a chance in just a few minutes to pray and ask God, what would you want from me today? And it might be, I want your career. I want your education. I want your relationships. I want your addiction. I want whatever it is that He tells you that you need to write there. I want your prejudice. I want your anger toward this person. I want your forgiveness for somebody that you have chosen to hold bitterness toward. I want your honesty. Whatever it is that He asks of you today, we're going to ask you to lay it on the altar. And somebody here today is at a place where it's like, it's not something I never gave to Him, it's something I took back. That's the thing, I've heard this said, and you probably have too over the years. The thing about a living sacrifice is it can crawl off of the altar, right? When you're a living sacrifice, you can just make the decision that I'm gonna take it back. Whether it's my whole life or a piece of my life, I've taken it back. And you're sitting here today and you know that God's saying to you, I want it back. You took it from me. You had offered it at one point, but over time you've taken it back. And I want you to offer that to me before you leave here today. And so if you've done that, today is your opportunity to just solidify that surrender of yourself to Him and celebrate it. But you may ask the question, but what more could I do? If I've offered myself to Him, what could I give to Him on Christmas Day? What could I give to Him that could actually show Him my love in response to His gift of His Son for me? The most beautiful demonstration of it that I've seen in a long time was a young boy in our congregation named Carson. And Carson, if you were at the Taste of Christmas, you remember where Carson was asked, what would you give to Jesus? And he said, I give my dog. And everybody laughed and they asked the question, well, why would you give Him your dog? And his response was, my dog is really special to me. And Jesus is very special, so I want Him to have my dog. I want you to just picture what this little guy was thinking. He's just saying, out of all the things that I love and care about and the most treasured things that I have in this life, my dog is that treasured gift, and I love my dog, and I would want Jesus to have the best of what I've got. I want Him to have my heart. Now, how about you? Is there something that you would give to Him that would go beyond the gift and surrender of your life to Him that you would say, I want to give it to Jesus, like Carson giving his dog? But you then have to ask the question, but how could I give it to Jesus? How could Carson give his dog to Jesus? How? I mean, there's Jesus sitting here, right? I mean, after He was crucified, He was resurrected, and He is at the Father's side, and He is alive, and He is among us right now by His Holy Spirit. He's in this room. But how can I literally, physically give something to Jesus? It doesn't seem possible. And that I didn't know until I was in seminary. And there was a young man named Mike who told me a story. He said, I want to tell you about the worst and best Christmas ever. He said, worst Christmas ever started out this way. He said, it was Christmas Day. We were so excited about our Christmas gifts and everything going. He said, my dad ran up to a convenience store that was open to pick up something. And it was out by the interstate. He said, when he got there, there was a man and woman, and they had three children. And they had gotten stranded, and there was no place to get their car fixed, and it was Christmas Day, so he brought them home. And he said, here I am in the house, and we've got three children in our home, and in comes these strangers. And he said, I was livid. I was so mad at my dad because he had wrecked Christmas. We were going to have a great Christmas, and now these strangers are in our home. He said, and we sat in there, and we were trying to make conversation with them and learn a little bit about their lives, and there was just this discomfort in the room. We had all of our presents laid out under the tree. We're waiting to open them, and here are these strangers in the room. And he said, finally, the wife of that family said, I'm so sorry. I know this has to be uncomfortable for y'all. She said, would you just please allow us to go into the other room and we'll leave so that you guys can open your presents with each other. And so the parents agreed, and this couple took their three children and went into the other room. And then Michael said, he said, we started opening our presents. And he said that my little sister, he said, this little bratty girl that I'd always fight over. She said, it's mine. I said, it's, you know, it was just this. I just saw in her this competition for everything that there was in the house. And she had been dreaming and talking about this baby doll that she wanted ever since probably April. And he said, I watched that little girl take that box that she knew had her baby doll in it that she had been shaking every day and couldn't wait to open. And he said, she took that gift and went over and knocked on the door and gave it to the little girl. And he said, it was the most profound demonstration of giving that I've ever seen. And he said, and I realized that when my little sister gave that gift to that little girl, my little sister gave a gift to Jesus. Because Jesus said in Matthew chapter 25, somewhere around verse 40, he said, whatever you've done to the least of these, you've done it to me. And so he said, guess what? My brother and I, or his other sibling and he, we followed suit and we took gifts and we gave them to that family, and so did our parents. And he said, it was the best Christmas I've ever had. And so if you wonder, how can I give something directly to Jesus? Here's what I want you to know. If anybody's come and a child's brought something with you that you thought I'd like to give to Jesus, then if you take a baby doll or there's something that you've got that you want to put up there and you put it inside this manger, then we're going to make sure that gets to somebody who's in need. That sound fair? If you've got anything else that's on your heart to give to God, and you come and you lay it in that manger today, you might have an old car that you're not using, and you might just write on your card, I'm going to give that old car, and we're going to make sure it gets to somebody in need. Whatever it is that God would say, I'm inviting you to give a gift directly to me, and it'll go to somebody in need. And if somebody wants to give financially today, we got some instructions on the back of that card to just let you know. But if you wanted to give financially today, here's the thing. When it comes to your tithes, that belongs to God, and it's already His. So we aren't talking about your tithes. We still give that out of our honor for God and out of obedience. That belongs to Him. So it's kind of like, I'm not going to steal money out of mom's pocketbook so I can give her a gift, right? So the tithes are His. But if anybody would give beyond that, then we want you to know what we'll do. If you give it today by what's written on the back of that card, or you give it here, we're going to use that over the coming year to give to people in need. That sound fair? And so you can know that whatever I give today, outside of my tithes, if I give it up here and I give it as a gift to Jesus, we'll make sure it gets to somebody in need. Make sense? And so here's the thing. Today's huge. And I'm so glad you're here and so proud of you for being here. And those who are online, so glad that you're there where you are right now, just putting the focus on the one who this day really honors. And just think about His gift to you, the gift of His Son. And in response to that, I want you to just sit where you are and ask Him the question. Please ask Him the question, what do you want from me this Christmas? And could there be a more perfect opportunity ever in your life to give your life as a living sacrifice to Him than today? If you've never done it, today is the perfect day for you to do that. If you're at home, do it at home. If you're here, do it here. If you're at home, just send us a note online saying you did it. Just say, I'm surrendering everything. As a matter of fact, whatever you're giving, you can just send a note online and just let us know that that's what you're doing today. Okay? But what I want to ask you to do is you just take that card and you sit where you are until you feel in your heart, you know, what does Jesus want me to give to Him today? And if it's a relationship or an addiction or a prejudice or whatever it is that he might call you to give today, something you've not surrendered or you've taken back, or if it's something that you have that he wants you to give to someone in need, and in doing so you give to him, whatever it is you want to give to him, we invite you to be able to come up here and give it to him. So here's what's going to happen. We're going to go into some songs. It's going to be beautiful. You're going to sit where you are, and you're just going to ask Jesus, what do you want from me for Christmas today? And once you've written that down, it's between you and God. Once you've written that down, what you want to give to him, or you may have it with you, then we invite you to come forward, and we're going to receive communion today. When I talked about my son under the monkey bars, on the night in which a violent gang was coming after Jesus, and they were going to take him and punch him and beat him and scourge him and crucify him, he took the bread of the Passover meal and broke it and said, "This is my body that's broken for you. Eat this in remembrance of me." And after supper, he took the cup and he said, "This is my blood of the new covenant that's poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this as often as you do it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim Christ's death until he comes again. I pray that as you come and you receive a piece of bread and you dip it into the cup, you'll receive the bread, you dip it into the cup, that you'll remember my son under the monkey bars, that you'll remember his son on the cross, and that you'll say, "Man, that's how much he loves me." And after having received that communion, you'll receive it right at the end of these two center aisles. You just come down the center aisle when you're ready. You receive communion at the end of those aisles. And then after you've received his gift to you, we invite you to just walk up these steps and you offer your gift to him. Write on that card whatever it is that you want to give to him, and you drop it in this manger. And then we invite you to return by the side aisles to your seat. I want to ask people not to leave the room. Unless you're deathly ill or something is happening, please don't leave the room. After you finish coming forward, then just go back to your seats and continue to worship him and love him and pray for others as they come. So, Lord, would you let this be a holy moment? Would you let some gifts be offered back to you today that will change some lives forever? Would you let this be for us the body and the blood of your son, just to remind us of the enormous sacrifice that was made so that you could adopt us and make us your children and give us an inheritance that will never fade. I mean, eternal paradise. Thank you for that gift in Jesus' name. Amen. Those who are serving are going to come first. I'll serve them and they'll wait for you. Whenever you're ready, you come by these center aisles, receive communion, then come up the center steps and offer your gift to God, and then you can return by the sides.
Love. Oh,
make sure that there's not anyone that still needs to come. So if you guys will wait just 1 second, let's just make sure. If there's anyone who is still preparing to come, if you just let me know that, just lift your hand and let me know you're still preparing to come. All right, I think we have everybody. Thank you so much. And now, Lord, we just ask that you would let this day just solidify all that's been offered to you. Lord God, take it and touch and bless people's lives with what's been given, but bless the lives of those who have given. Lord God, we pray that if things that were wrong have been offered up to you, that you make them right. If things that were lost have been offered back to you, we pray you would find them again, that you would bring about in the lives of those who have come everything that you have, each and every one of us. God, make us faithful to follow through with what we've offered to you today. And we pray that our gifts would in some way show the depth of our gratitude for the gift of your Son. And it's in His name we pray. Amen. Something we do every week is we celebrate if there's anyone who's taken that major step of faith and said to Jesus, I'm giving my life, I'm offering my life to you today, knowing that He gave His Son to pay the price so that you could become His daughter or His son and be an heir to paradise in heaven forever. You may have taken that step today, and what a beautiful day to take it. You'll remember forever, Christmas 2016, I gave my life to Jesus as my gift back to Him for the gift of His Son. And so if that was you today, I want to give you a chance to just let us know it, and we can say, I mean, right now there's probably no greater Christmas celebration that could happen. The Bible says that there's more joy over one person that comes to Him than over 99 that were already there. So if that was you, we would love to just celebrate that with you today. So if you did, I would just invite you to lift your hand and just let us know that you surrendered to Him today and this will be your day. Is there anybody over here who would say, I gave it to Him today and I just want everybody to know that I did that today? All right, how about in the center? Is anybody here? And just courageously right there, you go, you go. Anybody else? Anybody else? This is my day and I gave it to Him today. All right, anybody over here that this is my day, just slip your hand up and let us know that it's your day. Anybody over here again? All right. Right now, you are the most important person in this room. Can y'all give God a hand? And what we're going to ask you to do before you leave is just somebody who loves with you. If you're near them, if you would just walk over to the prayer booth before you leave, because they'd like to just give you a little Bible and some other things to encourage you and strengthen you in your walk. So at home, if you've made that decision, I want to ask you to reach out and let us know. And just let us know online. And if you can't get to it through your website, through where you are watching, you can still go to ChristIsLove.org, and you can send us a message through that website, or you can call the church office and let us know, and just leave us a message so we can get back in touch with you. And so that's 843-236-6201 if you want to call us, 236-6201. Well, hey, how many people think that our new, is that a little brother in Christ we got back there? Yeah, can we give God a hand? For everybody who wants to just say, hey, man, He offered His Son for me. I've offered my life back to Him. And as of today, I haven't pulled anything off that altar. It's all there for Him now. We invite you to just stand and just say, God, it's all yours right now. Just lift your hands to receive this blessing. Oh, may the God who gave His Son for you take all of your life, every single bit of it, and make it an offering of joy and peace and blessing to this world. May He use you to touch the lives of tens and dozens and thousands ultimately as He uses you as His light in this world. Amen to that. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Thanks for listening to this podcast by Christ United. If you'd like to respond to today's message, or if you want to share how God is using this ministry in your life, please send us an email to media@christislove.org. Or you can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by following @ChristUnitedMB. Thanks again for joining us, and may God bless you.